Hi, my name is Professor McBall Lover.
It's not.
Yes, I wanted to give you some great information that you may not know that will teach you how to take care of those balls. Yes, and for girls who may not have balls, but may love people who do have balls. This is also for you. So there is a place, I don't know if you've heard about it, but I'm going to explain it to you, called Ballsy. Ballsy.com, that is. They have amazing products that you can use, like ball wash and nut cologne. So amazing.
Okay.
And if you want to find out more about Ballsy, and also get 15% off, because it's nothing fancier than a guy that has nut cologne. Come on now. I'm a professor. Trust me, I would know. So make sure you go to millennials.us so that you can get the code and you can use it when you're ordering your stuff for your balls or some balls you might love. Okay? So that's ball math. You can get 15% off. So use ball maps when you shop. Yes.
You bet.
Go right now.
Millennial.
You
what?
Pray or trust.
You are watching us from the last four minutes.
Millennial what? My name is Lisa and I'm a fucking millennial.
I did not.
Because of Pharrell, we made it out some shit.
Pharrell.
Yeah, you know we run the world, right?
Saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas.
I just want y'all to know that.
Just say it.
That don't even sound right. That don't even sound like me. Mm-mm.
You are fake news.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get
it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. This is your girl, Lisa Winnie, and I am a fucking millennial. Actually, this is not going to be a brand new episode. This is a remix, or re-air. I talked to the CEO and the founder of Sexual Essentials, Miss Samaya Burton. She is so dope, and she's been all on a bunch of different things. She's been on Revolt. She's been on the 85 South show. Like, she's been everywhere since I've last spoken to her. And this episode was it was one of my best episodes. I think I had one of the best times with her. It was so much fun. I learned so much from her. She was so gracious and so awesome. I will say that of my top guests, I don't really rate them because I appreciate everybody who comes on here and spends any little bit of time with me. But what I will say is that she's on a special list of people that I really look up to. So I'll just say that. So she's so dope. And I want you guys to check out Sexual Essentials, okay? With Miss Samaya Burton. Make sure you check her out and you go see what she's got going on. She's been traveling all over the place. She's still doing classes. So if you guys want some classes, some tips, some tricks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's about to go down. Like, this is an adult episode. Do not listen to this at work. Do not listen to this around your kids. This is an adult episode. And this was season 3, I believe. She was on season 3. So, we're going to re-air this today. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is the best of Millennials Anonymous. I might do this every so often because I have so many episodes. When I tell you I have so many episodes, I started to re-air some of my very, very first ones. They're really bad, but I started to re-air them because it's really funny. And I actually haven't listened to them in like years and years and years. So I haven't heard some of these since 2017. But you never know. I might sneak 102 in there, you know what I'm saying? But for now, I want you to listen to her. She's so amazing. Make sure you go check out Sexual Essentials so you can learn something too. But here it goes.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
Girl, you can't get no infection in your booty hole. It's a booty hole.
All right, we got a guest today. And I'm excited because I feel like I've known this person forever because she actually did watch me suck a rubber dildo. So I feel like we got a connection in the house. So she saw all the aggressiveness. So I went back and watched what she sent me. I said, oh, that's aggressive. Okay. But we got to learn a little bit more about you. What would you prefer me call you? Is saying what your friends call you? Or is it saying what your clients call you?
As long as it's the name that's along the line. So Samaya or Sam works. Maya works. Either one. Sexual Essentials is what I answer to these days.
Okay. That's where the money come from. So that's what I call you.
Where the money reside. Where the money reside. Okay.
Hey. So we got to find out. So I don't mess it up. I'm going to call you Sam.
All right.
So Sam, you graduated from FAMU. You're an Aries woman, okay? You love to travel and all of this other stuff, but how did you transition from, you know, being a graduate from college to the sex expert on Beyoncé's internet? How did you do that? Like, how does one make that transition?
Make that change, right?
Yeah.
So I've always been a sexual person. That actually is nothing new. The stuff that I'm talking about now actually is nothing new. I was always that friend that was like, girl, did you know? Da 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 da. Or just assuming that other people knew about these things. But okay. Ultimately, after I had my son, I realized I had a whole bunch of information and I didn't have anything to do with it. And then I was finding out that women were getting pregnant and not having orgasms at the time of creating said child. And that just blew my mind. And so I was like, yo, if that means that like stuff is really serious, which means that relationships are really struggling because of sex, not, you know, like there's really a disconnect. And of course, you know, like people are cheating and stuff just because they're trash ass people. But also some people are literally cheating and unhappy in relationships because they literally are just not physically satisfied. And nobody should be, I think, judged for that. I don't think they should be judged for
cheating.
What they can't handle.
Okay.
Physically, like I think that just like we say you shouldn't stay in an emotional abusive relationship or you shouldn't do this or that, everybody acts like the physical doesn't matter as much, like, oh, you know, that's just the physical side. But if none of those needs are met, it's not just the physical side. You're talking about putting your body through pregnancy for 10 months and having a stomach coochie for the rest of your life and stretched out skin and looking weird, possibly want a tummy tuck, titty check, you know, all this stuff.
I want it all.
And you ain't catching on that when you got pregnant. Oh no, we're gonna have to talk about our physical needs being met. And so I pretty much just started a blog. You know, blogging was in a few years ago. It's still, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a writer's blog, you know, have blog posts. You know, real cute. But then I was like, well, I'm a real thorough ass bitch. That's one thing I got from FAMU, is that you can't just write about suck and dig, write about this. Cosmo done been there, done that with they 10 tips every fucking month. Well, and Cosmo all of that
is like surface level though.
But that's what I'm saying. I was like, you know what? We're not doing anybody a service. You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to myself and answering myself, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? You know what they need? They need to see. They need to learn how to suck some dick. And they need to learn how to do this. And then I was like, well, they can watch that Gawk Gawk lady on YouTube. How my shit gonna be different? You know what? I'm gonna bring their ass in here and I'm gonna be like, okay, you good to go. You can leave now. That's what I'm gonna do. And so it just got into, you know what? Let me just be what needs to be had in the world. And so I just created hands-on shit. Like people were like, you really do this? Like even when they find me on Instagram, you really... Dude, I absolutely do what you want to learn. I teach it to you.
Because you said something in the class that it made perfect sense to me. Ain't nobody teaching you this. So when you come up to learn how to have sex, we learn how to do it by fumbling and the bumbling. And it connect. And then voila, you think you fucking or doing something.
I think that... we learn to not get pregnant. We learn about STDs and we learn about, oh, wait till you're married. And everybody is telling you and trying to own your pussy and your sex. And even as men, they're told, oh, you got to do it like this. This is what you got to do. Kind of like pushing them to have sex earlier than what they're really ready for. And the whole thing is just mad fucked up, for real. And so I felt like nobody was really co-signing for women to enjoy pleasure or anything. They just kind of said, don't have sex. And then, oh, can I have grandkids? it just jumped from one extreme to another. You know, and honestly, women just are so ashamed of, like, from menstruation to sex to all of these different things, to masturbation, everything that involves our sexuality, we have not properly been able to express. And when we do express it, you know, we're met with, well, I haven't had no complaints before this, or, you know, well, what's wrong with you? Well, first of all, if this bitch been faking for 14 years, how the fuck you know everybody else before you wasn't fucking faking? Like, some of the best nuts in the world be silent than a motherfucker, like Casper the Friendly Ghost type shit. When you catching the best nut of your life, the best nut in your life, you can't breathe. Your body trying to catch this nut. Oxygen is a thing of the past, the ghetto. Like, so you doing all this hooping and motherfucking hollering. You, oh, okay, sir, but you got it under control.
It's because, like you said, we learn watching porn. You you see porn. That's how you learn how you have sex, by watching porn. You see the then they think that that's what you're supposed to be doing the entire time, which is a fucking
And I'm like, so, and this is the thing with porn. I encourage a lot of people to watch porn because you do get a visual, you get an idea of what you like and what you don't like. But we're so used to only being told what to feel about sex. We really don't know how we feel. And so people don't understand that they have kinks. They have certain things that turn them on. They have things that turn them on that they do want to try. They have things that turn them on even though they don't want to try it. They just, they know nothing about themselves. If I was to say, hey, tell me about you sexually, they would be like, oh, lick my titty and my spots right here. And it's all right. This is what we're here for. Like, if people won't be honest about, like, yo, I legit need this, then we're never going to get better. And that's what I tell everybody. Ain't nobody begging you to come take my shit, but you and me both know that you laying in bed and that shit dusty as fuck and you not laying in it alone. Yo, we both know that your pussy drier than a motherfucker. And he titty titty lit lit and sticking it in and you letting him. Your dumb ass letting him. And you ain't saying nothing. You have fear. You have fear to tell the truth. But yet you don't want to come talk to me or be honest with me. At the end of the day, I don't care what you're doing or don't doing. The point is, you can always learn more. There are women that come to my class, and these are some of my favorite women, that know a thing or two in the bedroom, and they're like, shit, I'm just trying to learn some more. I love to suck dick. What you got for me? I done went to this class. I done went to this class. What you got that I can add on? And I love stuff like that. Everybody assumes and gets very defensive that if you're taking a class or learning about sexuality, that there's something wrong in your bedroom. And I promise you, the people that are having the best sex out there, they're inquisitive and they're open. And they're like, you know what? Hey, I mean, I want to hear about this, even if it ain't for me. Mm-hmm. Because you can take things from different things and make your own thing.
So I was like reading through your stuff, like, and going through and kind of like finding out who you are. Because you've been on a tour. You've been on a tour, baby, like a world tour. And I was like, hey, when she come on here, I want to make it a little different because she's been on a tour. So I didn't want to come out the gate like, how you suck dick? How you taking it?
You're baby prepared. You're baby prepared. Okay, give me what you got. Shake it up.
So you said it's mental, though. How much how much of the mind is in sex? Because most of the time we think it's just, oh, it's all physical, when a lot of his thoughts mental. Yeah,
mental. So let me put it like this. You ever had sex with somebody and it was amazing? And then for some reason, maybe y'all stop talking and then y'all end up back in the bed at a later time and it don't hit the same. It don't hit the same. Right?
Right.
And you like, damn, I thought the dick was better than this. Like, or the dudes be like, nah, that pussy used to be hella fire. Like, what happened? Mentally, you were turned off. They haven't done anything different. But mentally, you were turned off. Therefore, your body did not fully get aroused. You may have had desire to fuck them. But as far as being completely aroused, your body was not as receptive. You know, it's just like going to eat at Subway, but the last time they fucked up your sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you don't really fuck with Subway like that. But dang, you stuck at the airport. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go. And even though you used to eat Subway willingly, now you got to eat it. And what's your attention? What's your, you know what I'm saying? Like, your attitude about it. It's like, even if the sandwich good, you looking at it with a side eye, right? Because they fucked with you before. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand your ground on that shit. You know? So, but the point is, mentally, you blocked the pleasure. Even if they made the best sandwich you ever had from there, because they fucked with you before, you're weary of them fucking with your sandwich, right? And so you can't even fully enjoy it. And then also mentally, women have been faking orgasms for so long that they're in their head, even when it starts feeling good, because they're like, ooh, do I look like how I usually look when I'm faking?
Hmm. That's deep. That's a lot.
We always be in our heads, though. Like, that's the thing with women. Men don't give a fuck. They don't care what you look like. They don't care. None of they don't care what they look like.
Honestly, that's not even true. I feel like men have been given a disservice as well, coming up in this sex world, like that they have to have this amount of sex to be cool and this and that and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And truth be told, now they're fucking people for community acceptance. Ooh. And they think that sex ain't all that. They're like, oh, I can run through this. This ain't special, da-da-da-da-da. And because they've experienced it and it didn't feel special, they assume all sex is not special. Versus women have been told, hold on to this shit. And so the first person they have sex with, they head over heels. They this. They think the sex special and the sex ain't even good.
Preach, girl.
And so men have been definitely given a disservice because they're throwing them into this sex world without any help, any education, and teaching them the same way that they teach women, like, hey, make sure that this is something you really want to do, da da da. So men have not been fully fulfilled either. They're getting pussy, but to them it's like, I mean, pussy is pussy. And it's not their fault. It's because they keep having sex with people that honestly they don't have a true attractive, like they're only attractive to them.
Gotcha.
The person is attractive. They're not really attracted. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, she fine. I see. I could do that. Like, that's how they've been brought up as men, as boys. And so I really truly feel that if we could find a balance between the two, you know, true. And that's the thing the world don't understand. If I decide to hand this pussy out to every single person on this planet, don't change the fact that it's skilled, it's well wet, that motherfucker bite back, okay? And in the same sense, I could choose not to give it to nobody and it could still have those characteristics. The point is that we have these labels on sex. And as long as you're trying to appease to a label, then the last thing you're going to be worried about is your orgasm, because you're worried about the wrong thing, you know?
See, and she just spit a word right there. We men and women, one of the biggest issues is we are all on different pages. Yeah. You looking for something totally different from what I'm looking for. So we can never please each other because we ain't on the same page. Look at this. She passed her.
When it comes to mental stuff, it's so many things. It's also the fear of telling your partner the truth of what you want and what turns you on.
Rejection of it all.
The rejection, the judgment. Like, sometimes I'm in the mood for some nasty ass shit. Sometimes I want to do some nasty ass shit that we don't even look at each other the next morning. Like, hey. Like sometimes that's the mood I mean. You know what I'm saying? And some people be feeling that too. Think about it. When people get drunk, what they be doing? Nasty ass shit, right? And they can blame it on they drunk and then they ain't gotta really face it. But the truth is sometimes you want that shit when you're not drunk, and that's why your ass getting drunk. Well, so that way you can get it.
I suck the best dick when I'm drunk. If I'm fucked up, yeah.
But your mind is clear. Only thing you got to think about is sex. You know what I'm saying? So like even there, I teach classes on why is drunk sex so good?
You for real?
Girl, my Patreon has so many it's over 60 classes on there. And I add to it every week. Like, it is dope. Like, there are so many pockets of sex that we have not uncovered. I know people think it's just squirting, sucking dick, and eating pussy, but it's so much more than that out here.
Is that why you do tantric too? Don't you do tantric sex?
I just started learning about tantric things. So like, I don't teach just like full out from start to finish how to have tantric sex. But I did teach the concept about to teach others, like give them an opening. So that way, if they want to do something with it, they can continue learning. But I did, I'm actually doing two classes this week on tantric massages. So a lingam massage and a yoni massage. So that means penis massage and pussy massage. And I'll be teaching how, like, massage techniques for those body parts and taking it to another level. Cause a lot of people only think that, like, when you jack off, it's like, but it's like, it's so many more techniques out there.
When she did a flute move in a a clarinet. No, I think she said it was a clarinet move. I went, what? Wait, what was happening now?
Y'all know how y'all be jacking off the same way, just up and down, hella hard. Gotta add a little lotion for your ashes.
It be getting mad aggressive. I'm telling you.
It do get mad aggressive. Be choking that motherfucking chicken. I see exactly why they called it that. Shit. It can't breathe, but it's under a lot of pressure. And then people are like, I wonder why it's getting soft. You probably scared the shit out of it. I'm scared.
Because we don't know how to, because we think that's what you're supposed to do. Because we didn't watch it on television, and that's what we didn't seen. But I'm not gonna say tips, because I know you said you don't like to use the word tips. So we'll say lovely advice, some pointers. How about some sexual pointers for people? It's so many things. So let's talk about, because the class that I took, one of the classes that she offers a lot of different things, was the dick riding course. So everybody thinks they know what the fuck they doing till they don't. Okay.
True.
Explain this to me, because this blew my mind, that you have to be, you gotta have a pre-workout to the workout in order to get on the dick, because most people, when they do it, they're not sitting all the way down. Is that right? Like,
yes. So it's two parts. So I provide a sex conditioning workout. That's one of the things I provide, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have stamina. First of all, I am not your fairy godmother. If you ain't got no stamina, bitch, you got to work out. The fuck? Ain't no shortcut.
We thought you had a pill.
No, I do not have the magic fucking sauce, but you could jump rope for 10 minutes to learn to ride dick good enough. Like, I'm not asking you to get a gym membership. I offer a workout that you can do from home, that you don't need no weights, nothing. I can make it simple for you, but you still gonna have to get up off that ass and do something. Okay, you got to meet me halfway, sis. Like, something. But yeah, so one of the biggest things is that women be swearing they riding, but the thing is that dudes will hold your ass and grind you into them and push you down harder, because you're not fucking the whole dick, because your knees won't go down low. Now you act like you're sitting on a chair, but I don't know no dick that's gonna meet you if you was just sitting in a chair. You're gonna have to get down like you on one of them the toilet things where have your feet up,
the squatty body
thing, the squat. Yeah, you got to be like that. You need to be getting down on that thing. But they be sitting up like they just sitting in the chair, you know, on a flight or some shit. Baby, you got to sit your ass down on that thing. If he's short stroke
feeling
you,
it, because they pulling you down. We don't know this. Like, oh, no, you ain't doing shit.
You ain't doing nothing. He got to do the work from down there. And then we wonder why sex ain't exciting and this is this. So you telling me that he got to get the pussy wet. He don't know nothing about foreplay. So he down there going, just eating pussy and shit incorrectly. And then he also got to make sure his dick up, because you have sucking it. And then he got to fuck you and move you from the bottom. Like, you starfishing it, bro. You better be making some bomb ass pork chops or something. Like, you got to be cooking. Well, I don't know what kind of. Because women be so critical of men when it comes to sex. But deep down, if he just laid there, could you have sex by yourself with him? And I mean, of course, with consent. But I'm just saying, like, do you know how to get both of y'all aroused during foreplay? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to sit on top of him and put his hands aside and say, don't touch me, I got this, and get y'all both off? Do you know how to do it? Because you expect them to know how, and the shit ain't easy.
Right. It's exhausting.
It's not. It's exhausting. And it's difficult, and you, if you're not getting the energy that you want to hype you up, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be awkward, you know? So women are very critical of men, but truth is, they don't be prepared. That's why my first classes have all been mostly geared towards women. Like, you can't critique how he fucking you and you don't know how to come. How you gonna tell him? Like, if you told him, like, hey, I've never had an orgasm with you, and he said, oh shit, my bad, what do you want me to do, and you can't answer the question, and I'm talking about with specifics, don't give me no, well, I want the foreplay to be longer. No, everybody says that answer. Next one. You know what I'm saying? Give me some specifics. How long do you want me to rub your nipple? You want me to rub the left side, the right side, your booty? You like your booty ache? Is toes a thing for you? You want me to pinch your nipples? You want me to choke you a little bit? I mean, how hard do you want me to stroke? Do you like when I go like a little bit? Where your G-spot at? I mean, is your hood real sensitive? Like, I need some specifics.
Speaking of G-spot, where the fuck is it? Where is it?
Where's Waldo?
Where is it? Like, I mean,
said it like, where's Waldo? Okay, here, I'll show you. This is one of my pussies.
Oh, it's one of it. It's gold. I love it.
Yeah. So
you got the black girl one. Black girl magic.
Yeah. You know, the other one I got is all pink. It's the only one they sold on the website here. But anyways, so look. So this is, you know, your clit. Mm-hmm. This is the hood where it's covering it right here. All right. So you take your fingers like this. And you know how you say, come here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You stick it inside of the pussy. Don't go straight back. If you go straight back, it's just going to go to the cervix. You see that? Cervix right here.
Gotcha. Wait, that's the thing that when you have babies, they go away.
Yeah, right. Right back. Okay. Gotcha. If you put your fingers in there and curve up like I asked you to, you could feel the ridges at the top.
Okay.
So now if you laying down, what you do is stick your fingers in, kind of press your fingers up to the top so you can feel that cushiony, soft tissue at the top. You know, mm-hmm. You know that fat part of your coochie that they be waxing right here.
Yeah, okay.
See what I'm talking about? Right there. You could feel it. When you feel it, press up, and then you do like this, and you rub against it. See, the thing is, though, a lot of people don't realize, either one, that's it, or two, when somebody is rubbing it, they expect the magic to happen super quick, right. And so they've rushed it, and, you know.
That's where, if he's able to hit that part, because what I was told, I don't know if this is true, is that the vagina is actually a dead organ in the inside. It's really, most of the feeling is through the clitoral stimulation. Okay.
So the clitoris is actually really big. Here, let me show you. Let's see. Now, I broke this clitoris in class, but
She done broke the girl clitoris. Lord help
her. Yeah, I broke it. I got a gorilla glue it. No pun intended.
Yeah, don't put it on your head, though.
No. So this is what a real clitoris looks like, okay? But So when you're looking at a vagina, this is in here, okay? But the only part you see is this. This is the same thing as just this tip part right here. So all the rest of the clitoris is inside. It lays, you know, it's lined within. It's like a skeleton for the pussy and then the skin around it, right? Well, the thing is that your vaginal opening has, like, the first 3 inches has the most nerve endings. That's why, you know, when the dick first go in and you like... the involuntary gasp, you know, it's real good in that area. You know, that's your medium rare. That shit good. Okay. And then, but then like the rest of it, you don't have to just hit the G-spot to make somebody have an orgasm, but it's about hitting and really stimulating the full clitoris, not just the dot. But you have to understand that a vaginal orgasm is nothing more than a deep clitoral orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I teach a class on that. It's called Foreplay and Vaginal Orgasm. So I teach men and women how to have a vaginal orgasm and proper foreplay, because men aren't having the best sex of their life either. So and then also, even though, yes, it's like, oh, well, men need to take that class. Women need to take it, too, because you don't even know how to do it. You don't want nobody knowing more about your body than you. You know, so.
Amen.
I teach it all. Dick riding, squirting, masturbation, anal sex, everything.
Yeah, because I mean, I think a lot of people don't know how to masturbate. Because again, I mean, ain't nobody teaching you how to masturbate. I mean,
you just
kind of figure that shit out. Because
I fall into it.
Right. Because I was listening to you on a podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices.
Oh,
and
I love
she kind of explained, she said that she was masturbating through like humping stuff, which I was like, mm-hmm. That's kind of how. So it was like, my spirit animal, I don't know, but she is. But that was funny to me that she had said that, because it's like, no one really tell you how to do that. So no, you don't know about your own body.
So yes, a lot of people don't know about masturbation. For me personally, my mom was always telling me, don't have sex, don't get pregnant, da 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 da. So I knew it was some power in that pussy. I knew it was something in that bitch she didn't want me to know about. So personally, I used to rub and things like that, but I never got the feeling that told me to go farther. When I was younger, I thought I just needed dick, you know? And so when I got, I was like early college, and I went to a sex store and bought like a cheap vibrator.
Me too.
And it felt good, but I was like, this cannot be that. But I was like, okay, the feeling feels like, okay, this seems like a positive thing. It's not something that I hate. But I was like, this don't look like that loving basketball thing that they was having. Like, this don't look like what my mama was making me change the channel for them sex things. That, like, this what y'all was making me look away for. So I was like, I don't believe it. I think y'all still hiding some shit from me. And then one day I was just like, let me just see where it goes. Cause then, like, I guess one time it felt different. Like, it felt like it was going somewhere. And I was like, well, shit, let me follow the yellow brick road and just see where the fuck I end up. And then I knew something was happening. I felt it, you know, building up in me. You know, it's almost like a cartoon when you see the red thermometer and the red going up, 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 up slowly, and then it bursts at the top. And when I got that burst, yo, it was over. You could say something started right in there. Because I was like,
you found it.
Oh, bitch, do y'all know about it? And I ain't shut up since. I ain't shut up ever since, because I was like, yo, when I listen to people talk about sex, they're like, and I'm like, oh.
You don't know about it yet, honey. Come to my class and I will teach you the ways.
Look so, here.
You know, because you know so much, and you're so, it's not just sex though, because I've talked to a bunch of different people who say, oh, well, I teach sex and I can tell you how. And it's not the same. Like, you understand the anatomy of it. It's more to it than just sex, 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 sex. Like, it's yeah. mental. It's the anatomy. You got to know about the body. Like, it's you legit. Like, you are legit, legit. But one of the things that you also were in the class, and I'm kind of bringing this up because I had a whole bunch of questions, and then that kind of went out of the window when I had taken the class. And we ain't gonna give you too much information. You got to buy. We ain't giving you milk for you. Okay. You got to buy the cow. Okay. But you really explained some shit to me that I didn't know. Like, when it comes to the deep throat, and I thought it was just visual for men. I thought they just liked the visual of it. I didn't know your neck, your throat closed, and they could. I was like, my mind.
Ultimately, you're choking, and you know, like the head of the head of the penis. It's like, it's just like the entrance of our vagina. It has some of the most nerve endings, and then you know that gooch area. That's like before the asshole, but underneath the balls, all of that. And you got to understand that, like, when you putting dick to the back of your throat, you know what I'm saying? It's hitting all that squishy soft tissue, just like when they're going inside of you. And so and my mantra is more so like head, pussy, jacking off. I want you to be confused. I don't want you to know what the hell is going on. And I aspire for every part of sex that I do to be like that, whether it's using toys, whether it's using my mouth, whether I'm riding you, whether you're fucking me, I'm jacking you off. I want you to be mad confused, like, yo, it feel like all of the above.
Okay.
And so the way that I teach, it doesn't just explain how to do something, because people are quick. They want to just learn how to do something. But this is also why I don't like answering certain questions. Like, when people are like, oh, can I get some tips on sucking dick? You've been getting tips from Cosmo all your life. Mm-hmm. If they work, you would be good. It's time out for tips and a piece. It's time to be more thorough about your sex life. I'm tired of the half-assness. I'm just tired of it. Some of these hoes grumpy. And I feel like if you could catch a nut, it'll do the whole world a service. I'm doing my part to save the rainforest. I know that I be grumpy than a motherfucker when I ain't caught no nut. So I know some of y'all just grumpy because y'all need to let that thing off.
Okay? So you saying we could get better customer service in Walmart if more people was having better sex?
I absolutely believe there would be more lanes open if everybody was catching a nut. I believe that spiritually. Okay.
Somebody call the manager and get her in their Walmart all across the okay.
Look here, y'all wouldn't want me teaching HR customer service and how to treat people. I'd be like, all right, so if you want to be a good HR person, you got to make sure you get them nuts off at home, because otherwise it's gonna reflect when you they don't want me.
We fixed like, the problem. It's too many people in this world racist because they ain't fucking right.
They nut constipated. They backed up. They got blue balls and blue pussy.
Y'all welcome. See, we appreciate it. See, y'all welcome. I know you appreciate us. Y'all is welcome. Like I said, we ain't gonna give too much away. You gotta take the glare.
Yeah.
But there's a way to get you down a little further on this. So should we be focused on really doing the Cardi B, you know, you got touch that dangly thing in the back of my throat, or is it just be enthusiasm?
See, that's the thing. I teach how to make it feel like that even if you can't do it. You see what I'm saying? I teach you how to do it like that even if you can't do it, and I teach you how to do it that way. I literally put my mouth on the dick and show it. So when people are like, oh, how you do this? Not on Beyonce's internet am I sucking dick for free. So yeah, come to the class. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself out there and I'll meet you halfway. So I be telling folks, you know, I'm not sucking dick on the internet for likes, okay? I'm not doing that shit. I don't really give a fuck about no likes. Come to the class so we can learn how to do it right, okay?
She's a professional. I'm just gonna put that
on. That's not even my interview face. You know what I'm saying? I can't even deep throat and have my little interview face on right now. They just don't go together. It'd be spit. It'd be, you know, it'd be sloppy toppy. But no, for real though, you don't have to suck dick like nobody else. I've taught a lot of people, and I have a small mouth. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I have a small mouth. I got small lips. And I have taught people that can, like, they're like, oh, I can't deep throw. I'll throw up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't push people past the level that they can't go. But the point is, I will teach you how to give you some shit and do some shit where it's just the same. There ain't no people asking for something because that's what feels the best. That's what they done seen feel the best. But if you can make all of it good, they won't favor that anymore. They'll be like, yo, you can do this, this, and this. But see, bitches only have known how to go down and suck dick like a chicken one way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to get what has felt best to them, but right. If the whole thing feel good and it's a 5-star dick suck from start to finish, you know what I'm saying? Women can take some of that pressure off of themselves to deep throw and bruise their tonsils all the time. Like, men don't like speaking up because women get more offended when they're critiqued in the bedroom.
That is true.
And so, it's very true. Women can be like, yo, dick small, that's why it ain't working. They'll say this shit and then wonder why it's not hard. And then men will be like, hey, can you just, you know, use a little more spit? Y'all don't like the way I suck your dick? Then go on down the street and get your dick sucked in. I'm getting up. And she gets up off the floor with her knees crackling. Okay, so I want women to, before we just overly critique men, make sure that you, everybody worried about deep throat, and I promise you, sis, your issue started before the deep throat.
Like, should we all be swallowing as well? Because that's also a thing.
I can't tell nobody what to do with their throat and their stomach, but I know damn well if you're taking shots of Hennessy and it tastes like gasoline coming out your dick, I'd be damned if I swallow that.
I was gonna say it tastes metallic. It's not my favorite thing.
First of all, no, pussy on period tastes metallic. They should be tasting like poison. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's like anaconda blood or something. It's like, it's really gruesome. It's very tart and then bitter, and then it punch you right in the face. Like, it just, and then you be like, oh shit, like, is this what they had to drink on Fear Factor? Like, it just be so, yo, like, this is bodily fluid. You know, like when they was making them eat them cow's feet and cow's tails.
Yeah.
Bruh, I know that's what eyeball juice tastes like. I know that what some of these niggas nut taste. I know it got to taste like eyeball juice. Anyway, shameless plug. My dog came up with something for the taste though.
Really?
So yes. So now this works two ways. They're called taste vitamins. Okay. Now listen to me clearly. They can make your nut taste sweet for women and for men. The problem is, it only works on a healthy, already balanced body. So if you ate McDonald's 6 times this week, you could take as many pills as you want and it may not work as well. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you could take all the pills you want, but if your pH, like if your pussy stink without the pills, this is not gonna fix the smell or what's wrong with it. It just changes the flavor. And okay, you can't change the flavor of nothing if it ain't vanilla first. If your shit on garbage can, that's not vanilla, bland, nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it can only take you up, but it can't take you from negative to positive. You got to be at a, you know what I'm saying? You got to be balanced, okay?
You got to be level. Don't.
So, amongst other things that besides teaching classes, I do sell pH balancing products. And so it balances your pH so that your pH, like your pussy don't really smell like anything. It just like, cause you know,
it's supposed to be like, it's not supposed to have like,
It tastes like pussy, but even pussy does, it has a faint smell, like outside of smelling like pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like even when you swallow a dude nut, even when they healthy, it still has an off taste most times. Yeah. You know, it's like it's a very distinct earwaxy ass taste, right? Pussy don't taste like earwax. Pussy tastes like a look like Dasani at most. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody really fuck with Dasani. That's what like pussy that don't really have a that's balanced kind of tastes like. You know. And so we have an oil and a wash because a lot of people are using regular body soap on their pussy. Like, I don't give a damn how sensitive Dove is, baby. That's for your body, not for your pussy. You cannot, you telling me that you do the same stuff to your body that you do to your pussy? You don't put a Band-Aid on your pussy like you put on a leg. You don't scrape your pussy like you scrape your knee. Your pussy is always protected and safe and set aside as something different. You know what I'm saying? But you're using the exact same soap and telling me that because it's Dove sensitive that it works. And a lot of people, because they pussy don't smell crazy bad, They think like, oh, well, this soap works fine until they try a soap that's specifically made for your vagina. And they're like, yo, this is a whole nother level of light pussy, light fluffy pussy. You know?
I'm going to have to try it because that's how I felt with Honey Pot. Like when I first tried Honey Pot, I was like, oh, this is different.
See, I had never tried Honey Pot because I already had my line of products out, but I was very happy to see that they put not only a actual feminine wash outside of Summer's Eve bullshit, but a black, you know what I'm saying? A black woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
let me ask you this. Is squirting real or is it, because that's another thing that we see.
Yeah, it's absolutely real.
Because I think I've only done it one time.
I'm about to say, don't say the P word.
No, I've only done it one time and I don't know how I did it. But I've seen people on porn. It just be like, it was like a waterfall. It'd be like, whoosh, and I'm like, this has gotta be piss because there's no way that this is
so. Now, I cannot use porn as an example because a lot of it of porn is fake. So that's the only thing that kind of bothers me about porn, or not bothers me, but I wish other people actually knew the differences of like, okay, this is not real and this is. Because I do tell people to watch porn to learn, but you have to be able to know what parts are enhanced.
There you go.
We ain't sure. Just
embellished.
On Beyonce internet. Yeah, that's good. These parts. See, I just be sucking dick. You good for words. There you go. Squirting is sugar, water, and sometimes, yes, it is some pee. Okay. So it's like diet lemonade. You know what I'm saying? So basically, before you even have sex, you should be using the bathroom. If anybody presses on your bladder and that motherfucker full, you know what's gonna happen. You're going to piss. But have you ever realized that after a nut, it takes you a while to even pee?
Yeah.
So how could squirting be piss?
That's true.
Because when you're aroused, it's just like men. It's like after they catch a nut or if their dick is hard, it takes them a while for their body to reroute and say, oh, you actually need to do this. Let's let this out. Right?
That's why the morning wood, can they okay with the morning wood?
Yes, and that's why they like, whoa, like, okay, let me try to do this. So if you can't pee when you're aroused, squirting can't be pee unless you're faking it and you're pissing. If you're faking it and you're pissing, it means that the sex probably ain't hitting good anyway, or either your bladder was full and the sex is hitting that spot. And so because somebody is messing with your pee bag in your body, you know, piss comes out. So if you have peed before sex and you're actually aroused, then while you arouse, how are you going to pee? It would take legit serious, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying people don't fake it. They absolutely do. But the point is, I teach a class so you ain't got to fake it. I just teach you how to do it. Because some people are naturally
smart. Can do it.
Everybody can learn if they will successfully accomplish it. It's up to each person. Everybody in the world could be, you know what I'm saying, successful, but everybody won't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of one of them type things. So, yes, I can teach anybody to do it. Unless you got some doctor's note that says, oh, your pussy don't work this way, Yes, you can. You
what
can make
it dry. Some women be dry out here in these streets.
Dry ain't got nothing to do with squirting.
Okay.
Dry has nothing to do with squirting. You know, it has nothing to do with it. It's like I said, it's a full. See, okay. This is exactly why. And I know people be like, see, this is why we need the tips. And I want y'all to listen to me. If it was, I do not teach. I don't waste people's time. I'm a superwoman. I call myself. I got my baby that needs his time. I got the business. And it's a lot of stuff I want to do in the business. I'm not trying to teach no longer than I need to. I try to get the point across and I be on my merry ass way. Right. So if I teach a full class on it, it's because that's how long it takes me to properly explain it. Because when you give tips, you know what it gives people? Another question.
True.
And then they're like, but if that, and see, that's the thing. I don't like doing that. That's working harder. I like to start from the jump so I can teach you this way. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you know what the response is? Okay. That's the end of the response. So I love my Patreon for that, because my Patreon is for classes that don't take me an hour.
Okay.
I'm not going to charge people the same that I charge for these hour class. You know, the dick riding class and all this stuff be like an hour, hour and a half. I taught a 3-hour class last week. You know what I'm saying? But if I can, there's a lot of stuff in sex that can be taught within 5, 10, or 15 minutes. That's what's on my Patreon. If I make a class on it, I'm just letting you know what you need to know. And if I find out that a class too short, I'll pair it with something else that it can go along with so I'm not wasting people's time. There's over 60-something videos like that just on my Patreon of just learning different stuff that you need to know to put the whole picture together, you know?
So you can be a bad bitch out here. So somebody gonna flood you out and change your life, okay?
And you gonna make them change their sheets.
Changing everything. Well, how can you get to your Patreon?
All right, so you can find me on Instagram, Sexual Essentials, or you can go to my website, www.sexualessentials1.com, the number 1.com. And everything is there. If you go to either of those two places, it'll send you to all my links. My Instagram has my link tree in my bio, so it has all the links there. Yoni Oil, toys, classes, Patreon. And also, you know, some people are like, you know, I don't just jump into bed with everybody. I feel that, baby. It's all right. You can just scroll my Instagram. I teach a lot of stuff right there for free. You know, and people are like, you give away a lot of information on Instagram. That means that I got bundles and bundles of shit that I ain't even said that I got to get off in your class. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got the bundles over there. See?
Bundles. And I'm just like, yo, I'm trying to get this information off because I promise you, the world becomes a better place every time a woman learns how to bust that nut that she needs, okay? The world changes.
Hey, we gonna get out the goddamn Walmart. We ain't gonna have to worry about no Karens out here in the streets.
It's gonna cure world hunger. It's gonna orgasm is gonna cure it. I believe it. I'm telling you, like, it changes the energy of everything that you feel. Like, it's a part of you. And people come and they sleep all the time. All the time. Sometimes they don't even know it. You ever went to the gym and then you got home and your pussy was like, you was like, damn, why my pussy ain't like this normally? Like, this some good. I got some mac and cheese right now because you had an exercise induced orgasm. Your body is gonna let it out anyway. So
is that that was? Okay.
Look here, like, women and men need somebody in their corner, and I'm that person to be real with you, to be honest with you, call you on your shit and say, hey, this is possible. You know that there is something better out here for you sexually. Just have the confidence and speak up for yourself. And I don't care who has been in your past to make you feel like you aren't heard or that whatever you were thinking or feeling was wrong, but that shit is wrong. And you can know all that other toxic shit that people's doing, but you can't call toxic on your sex life and what you've been taught about it. You have to let it go and decide, you know, hey, you want your life to be different. Just like every other aspect of your life. We all learning about stocks and portfolios and real estate. We're learning about that. We trying to do something different than our parents, but yet you not trying to learn how to catch a nut. Your mama ain't catching on nut. Your grandmama ain't counting on nut. Your great-grandma ain't counting on nut. When are you going to change that? Everybody trying to change everything else. Like, you have somebody to do your taxes. You have somebody that comes and paints your house. You invest in all this other stuff. You invest in a lawn care person, but you ain't investing in nobody to help change your life sexually. You feel it, but you just don't know what to do with it. And everybody has shunned you and made you seem like a fucking hornball for being normal. And I'm not with that. Just
facts.
Let's just be honest.
we gotta be honest. And I was like, eventually I'm gonna have you back because anal sex is the like
it is a process. Mm-hmm. It is a process.
People is stressed out their mind. We would be more cool.
People stuck at home with people they ain't never had an orgasm with.
Ain't so, that? No, ooh, could you imagine that house? No. But luckily I don't know what that's like. But you know, we gonna leave that alone because somebody is right now swinging in the air because you know Valentine's is on the they punching in the air like poison right now because of this. But you need to reach out to her. So if you've not had a chance to check her out, make sure you go to her Instagram, make sure you go to her Patreon, make sure you go to her website, which on the commercial she did, her voice is so, your voice sounds like it's silky smooth. You should probably, like, when I heard it, I was like, ooh, okay, she got that central voice. I hear you. So make sure you go to her website. And are you doing podcasting? Because you would be amazing.
Back in the day, I did. I started one, but I live in a city where it's not like, it's not a big city. So I travel. I don't know if you noticed, but when the world was open, I traveled everywhere for work. So I stay low key. But yeah, so it was just hard to keep up with it. So I've just enjoyed being a guest on everybody else's shit. Y'all do the work, and I just show up, talk about it, and get to go home.
And I don't have to do shit.
I ain't gotta do nothing. You said she was say less.
Yeah, she has an amazing voice. She got the energy. It was like, oh yeah, I would definitely listen to that shit every week. But we appreciate you. Make sure you support her. I absolutely love her now. She is my friend in my head, whether she knows it or not. So y'all should love her too. We appreciate you for coming on. I ain't gonna hold you too much longer because somebody waiting on you. I understand.
No, thank you so much for thinking of me. I let everybody know. I love being a guest on the podcast. After the schedule part is figured out, the rest is pretty much fun. It's just, you know, the scheduling. So I would love to come back. Thank you for having me, and I wish you nothing but, you know, success and longevity and everything that you're trying to do with this. So all I know is I've never listened, but now I'm gonna have to go listen because I mean, if you had me on here, I'm like, what other stuff have you tapped into? You know, so I'm very proud of everybody that's using their voice and you know, has the balls to bring me on, and even if they're not a sex podcast, because it says a lot. And I think that, you know, if we all just learn to stop being so judgmental, we will get farther sexually. And I think that we can, you know, shorten the Walmart lines with nicer people that we call some nuts. You know?
And we can find motherfuckers in the Home Depot and shit like that.
So. Yeah, because they ain't grumpy, you know. So,
mm-hmm. Like a some bitch. But we appreciate you. Come back. And we love you on this platform.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Miss Sam for coming through. Yes. I want to thank Miss Samaya Burton for stopping by. She is so dope. Make sure you go follow Sexual Essentials on Instagram and go to her website. She's such an amazing person. Very good energy. I really enjoyed her a whole bunch. So make sure you support her. I want y'all to come back again next week. We will have, we will have a guest next week. We're going to have someone that's going to come on and talk about the financial situation. So we are a little behind the curve, but it's never too late to learn about financials. So we're going to have somebody come and talk about, sort of explain what's going on with some of the stocks. It's going to explain what we should be doing with our money as millennials. It's going to explain all of that. So I'm really excited about it. So for 2 weeks in March, well, 1 week in March and then 1 week in February, we're going to be talking finances, okay? Because it's a lot going on. We got two experts, all right, coming on to the panel. I'm like, you want to be on my panel? Okay, all right, sure. So we're going to have two experts that are coming on Millennials Anonymous giving you some financial information so you know how to do this right, okay? So if you're going to be out here on Bitcoin spending up your monies, we want you to do it right. If you're buying Dogecoin, I don't know, is it Dogecoin or Dogcoin? I think it's Dogecoin. Litecoin, or all of those coins. If you're going to buy stocks, you should probably know a little bit about the financials behind it. What the fuck you doing? Why you're doing it? What, you know, we should probably know a little bit more. So we're going to have more financial people on this platform. I'm just saying. So this has been another episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Come back again next week. Bye.